played a puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. And Will, today you're joining us from another location than you usually join us because you're doing some puzzle master work out there in the world.
That's right. You know, it's a tough job.
It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it. And Will, you're the one. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Mike Reese, who's a longtime writer and showrunner for The Simpsons. Name a classic song with a two-word title, five-letter first word and three-letter second word. Then drop the first letter, add an R after what is now the first letter, and the result will be the names of two countries, one after the other. Well, the song is Piano Man by Billy Joel. Drop the P and insert that R, and you get Iran and Oman.
There were just under 700 correct entries this week. Our winner is Jocelyn Tutak of Portland, Oregon. Congratulations, Jocelyn.
Thanks so much.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
So I was looking for countries that where the second letter was R, and I always rely on the old Animaniacs Countries of the World song. So just sang through that. Iran seemed like potential, and I noodled around till I got Piano, and Piano Man Oman popped out.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so we were talking earlier. You've been listening to the puzzle a long time.
I have. For about as long as I can remember, I used to listen as a kid with my parents on Sunday mornings, and now I listen with my kids.
Tell your kids to tell all their friends and their friends' friends so we can get this next generation also addicted to the puzzle.
Absolutely. It's a good addiction.
Yes, it's the best addiction, right? What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am the president of a great nonprofit called the Society for Conservation GIS. It's like a professional organization for people who make maps in support of conservation.
Oh, that is awesome. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Not in the least, but let's do it.
You are ready, I'm telling you. Take it away, Will.
All right, Jocelyn and Aisha, this is a good two-person puzzle, so both of you jump in. As you probably know, the NBA Finals are going on now. Game 3 between the Knicks and the Spurs is tomorrow night. So today I brought a puzzle based on NBA team names. Here's your first one. The name of what NBA team is an anagram of parrots, P-A-R-R-O-T-S? They are extinct dinosaurs.
Oh, Raptors. The Raptors.
Raptors. Good job. The name of what NBA team is an anagram of thrones, T-H-R-O-N-E-S?
Thrones, let's see. Hornets.
Hornets, good one. The name of what NBA team is an anagram of scrape, S-C-R-A-P-E?
Pacers.
Pacers, nice. Name two NBA franchises that are birds.
Oh, birds. Football and baseball are my, let's see, there's a...
Yeah. Is there a Pelicans?
Pelicans. Good job, Aisha. The New Orleans Pelicans. And how about the team from Atlanta?
Falcons? Is that football?
That's football.
Oh, shoot. We both bad at sports. Hawks. Hawks. I think they're Hawks.
Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks. Good job. You can remove the consecutive letters UGG of one NBA team to name another. What teams are these?
It'll be the Nuggets and the Nets.
Nuggets, the Denver Nuggets to the Brooklyn Nets is correct. And here's your last one. I'm afraid it's a bit of a dad joke. The name of what NBA team sounds like what they try to do for home games. And I'll give you a big hint. It's the team from Boston.
The Celtics?
The Celtics, yes, and they try to sell ticks.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, oh my goodness. We were in a bit of a pickle, but you did an amazing job, though. How do you feel?
Relieved, like everybody says. That was a lot of fun.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jocelyn, what member station do you listen to?
OPB.
That's Jocelyn Tutak of Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it's short and sweet. Rearrange the letters of necessary misprint to spell a familiar phrase. So it's necessary misprint. Rearrange the letters of those two words to spell a familiar phrase. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, June 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.